You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 6:29. If you're just tuning in, I'm the host of the SAFM Market Update, Jimmy Moyaha, and that's the show you're listening to. We're chatting to the founder and CEO at 91. That is, of course, the largest listed asset manager in South Africa. I'm joined on the line by Hendrik du Toit, and we're going to be taking a look at just how we make sense of the asset management side of all these developments that have been unfolding throughout the week. Good evening, Hendrik. Lovely to speak to you again. The last time you and I caught up was November of last year. We were looking at interims 491, and we kind of left the conversation to say that outflows in the asset management space were happening across the board. It wasn't isolated to one company. It wasn't just 91. There was a lot of challenges that lay ahead of the asset management space and a lot of uncertainty, especially heading into the elections. This is the first time you and I are catching up post the elections. The markets have been absolutely crazy this week. What do you make of what's been happening?
Good evening, Jimmy. Good evening, listeners. It's lovely talking to you after such a momentous week in South Africa and after the inauguration of President Ramaphosa again. I think South Africans have, you know, got to the brink, and people have been extremely sensible, and that's been reflected in markets. Of course, there's a lot of delivery to come, but South Africa has cleared, the prospect of South Africa has clearly been re-rated by markets, largely because our political actors have been extremely responsible and sensible over the last few weeks. And you'll know that I called for a government of national unity at the beginning of the year, this year. Some people said, why are you doing that? And I said, that's the only way out. And I'm very glad we've actually got there.
Absolutely. I remember very clearly reading that article and wanting to have that conversation to say, this is not just from a, I suppose a lot of people having read that piece or having heard those comments might have thought this is a one-sided thing that only, that you only want to see for the benefit of 91. But we've clearly seen a market reaction from an international point of view as well, with the likes of JP Morgan coming out and completely adjusting their risk ratings and saying that this is now SA assets are now where you need to be. This is something that obviously you would have done a lot of research to into and looked at from that perspective. I want to get your thoughts around where we stand now. Now we know that the government of national unity is happening. From an asset manager point of view, this is the best possible outcome we could have hoped for, right?
Jimmy, I would take just a wider perspective and say from an investor point of view, whether that's a corporate investor, whether that is a small business wanting to make a big capital investment for the long term, whether it's a foreign company coming in or a portfolio investor. If I look at the portfolio side, South African domestic assets are substantially undervalued if one assumes historic growth rates of around 3% for the economy. If you assume a 1% growth rate or a 0% growth rate and social instability, of course, they were not only fairly priced, but probably on the expensive side. So the market is starting to say we can look forward to a reasonable scenario for South Africa where actually the early gains are so easy. It's just stop stealing, run the country reasonably all right, not as badly as in recent years, and you will find actors will become confident. I think the big question we should face now, and I think we should push the limit, we shouldn't just leave it as it is and say we're all happy now and South Africa's back at a kind of mediocre growth rate level. We should now say, how are we turning this country from what was a clear losing path into a winning country, and there are many more and bigger questions to ask.
When you mention the portfolio values as well, I imagine there's a lot that goes into that as well. I think about just obviously the fact that something like the PIC has such a heavy involvement in South Africa Inc. and South African businesses, and they are in charge of people's pensions. And so it does have that ripple effect on the well-being of South Africans more so than just the well-being of South African companies. I want to touch on what you're talking about, Hendrik, around the questions that we need to be asking, all the questions about going forward. Where do we then put the focal or the focus on, because I've had a conversation earlier in the week with or yesterday in fact with Dr. Christovisa around what to focus on, and his focus point was we focus on jobs. What would you say we focus on if we are to address exactly what you're saying about pushing South Africa from stagnant to running to functional to succeeding to doing well? What do we focus on?
Christovisa is absolutely right. We have to have an inclusive growth story, and we should make that the number one and the sole priority of this country in the foreseeable future. I.e., how do we get the economy going? But how do we get the economy going in a way where it directly benefits people and changes the living? You know, we can't have a successful economy if a large number of our population live the way they do today in makeshift housing. So it's a broader thing than just saying that companies make more profit. But unfortunately, companies have to make more profit to finance all of this, to pay the tax to government, to and then of course you need clean government. You can't turn government into a big sponge as it has been, that sucks in the resources of the country and gives nothing back to ordinary people. So to me, it's inclusive, accountable capitalism that we need, and we need to bring the workers along, we need to bring the marginalized along, but it cannot happen without a growing economy and thriving companies. And that's where you start.
Something you and I spoke about in November when we caught up around the growing economy and around where we stand at the moment was the fact that the level of uncertainty that was in the market kind of led to a lot of foreign direct investment holding back on SA Inc. and holding back on asset management and investment into South Africa. And that was a big focal point that we said, we can't do anything. You as the asset manager can't do anything to change that. Even though as 91, you sit as the largest listed asset manager in the country, there's very little you can do without new capital inflows. Do you think where we stand now, it's too soon to be optimistic about that new capital inflow returning to SA?
No, Jimmy, I think what we can do as a savings industry, we're very fortunate that South Africa has a mature and a very large domestic savings industry. We have, I mean, between us and the PIC, we have 6 trillion or just under 6 trillion rands firepower. I mean, this is not nothing. The insurance companies, the savings pool. So we can finance ideas that entrepreneurs have or big companies have. So if they want to make big investments, whether primary or secondary, we are part of the ecosystem. But in the end, you have to create the space for entrepreneurs and business builders to do things and to achieve commercial success. And for that, you need a stable environment, and you need a trusted environment. And I think right now, what we have to understand as South Africa. And that's collective, that's all of us. We have to earn the trust of not only domestic investors, but also international investors. And I can contrast this with, for example, India. India today has access to as much of the world's savings as it wants to, because it is under Narendra Modi. They have told a story of success. They've bootstrapped themselves. They've digitized themselves. They've educated themselves to levels where they're very attractive. We need to start doing that. The playbook is not complicated. We don't need another long report by someone. We simply need to follow these tried and tested ways. And I think we could from here if we just trust ourselves. And, you know, remember 2019. It was a year before the World Cup when everyone said we were a disastrous team. And with a bit of leadership and a bit of commitment, that team won the World Cup in 2019 under the inspirational leadership of Siya Kolisi. You can do the same. It's just we must now stand up and do it.
Hendrik, would you say that a lot of it around the financing side of it has been companies or businesses or entrepreneurs or stakeholders saying we don't have enough capital deployed into these projects. We don't have enough capital to get businesses off the ground. And you've just said, look, there's 6 trillion rand of firepower between one or two, maybe even three organizations. Sure. There's definitely a willingness from that perspective. How do we unlock that capital? Because a large part of it is also there.
Jimmy, I think our market works well. Mm. I think we've got a sophisticated market. But take, for example, the electricity deficit. It was solved by South Africans putting money in their own pockets. Ordinary people in South Africa and companies last year invested. I don't have the second 6 months stats, but the numbers I was given was $3 billion, which multiply that by anything between 15 and 20, gets you somewhere between 50 and 60 billion rand they put in themselves. That obviously was taken away from the consumer businesses. You can see that in their results. But that money was, people can take decisions if they allow to.
Mm.
Prior to that, green energy was heavily licensed and it was difficult to get into it. Now we must take away some restrictions and actually allow the market to work. And all you have to do from a government point of view is provide the consistency and earn the trust. And that means not doing silly things, not making unnecessary rules, and ensuring that there's physical security and infrastructure that works. So the railways, the markets will come and fix it. And I think Transnet is now open to it. But we mustn't sit and dither and have endless reports and endless investigations. We must get going and let the entrepreneurs and the businesses come in and do it. If I take mining, we missed the biggest commodities boom in my lifetime. We missed because Department of Minerals and Energy was trying to allocate to friends and just being plainly inefficient.
Mm.
And then people go other places. Why did there was a bid for Anglo American? Why did they want to exclude the SA assets?
Mm.
Why? Because the SA assets are more difficult to run, and we need to make it easy. And my sense is a focused government of national unity, where the politicians are looking down the barrel of a gun and know the voters will vote them out next time, is a very good starting point.
That's a very interesting perspective, because it's, again, a very similar conversation to the one I had yesterday around the fact that the private sector is ready and willing and able and capable to come to the party, but there needs to be some sort of meeting of the minds and a relaxation, understanding that this is for a greater good, and that greater good is for the greater good of the people of South Africa. Certainly an interesting departure point, and I think with companies like a 91 standing ready to say whatever it takes to get the wheels moving, whatever it takes to get the economy restarted, everybody's willing to do their part. I think that's a good philosophy and a good mentality to approach the next kind of 5 years with. I think we'll leave it at that, Hendrik. Thanks so much for those insights and for sharing just where we are as a country and where we can potentially be. That's Hendrik du Toit, who is the CEO and founder at 91, joining me to just reflect on where we stand as an economy, where we stand as an investment case, and the fact that South Africa has still got a future ahead of it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.